This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that the mistaken killing of three Israeli hostages in Gaza by Israeli soldiers broke his heart, but there would be no change in Israel's military approach. That was backed by a spokesperson. Around 300 people turned out on Saturday to mourn a 25-year-old, one of the three hostages who were mistakenly killed Friday by the Israeli military. Speaking to Britain's Sky News Saturday, Israel Defense Forces spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Richard Hecht called the shootings a tragic event and explained that Israel's military is fighting an extraordinary battle and mistakes will be made.
They are not fighting like regular soldiers. They are wearing civilian clothes. They are doing very manipulative actions on the ground, popping out of tunnels, firing from behind civilians. A tragic event. We came out and said, this is the nature of this conflict and a terrible event. We were very transparent about it, but we'll keep fighting.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin departed on Saturday on a midday trip to the Middle East. Austin is joined by General Charles Brown, the top U.S. general, for meetings in Israel in the coming days. In a social media post on X, formerly Twitter, the defense chief said that he'll underscore U.S. commitments to strengthening regional security and stability. Austin also is expected to visit Qatar and Bahrain while he is there. You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia and Ukraine shot down dozens of each other's drones.
Both Russia and Ukraine have reported dozens of attempted drone attacks in the past day. Ukraine's Air Force said Saturday that Ukrainian air defense had shot down 30 out of 31 drones launched overnight against 11 regions of the country. Russia also said Friday evening that it had thwarted a series of Ukrainian drone attacks. Russian anti-aircraft units destroyed 32 Ukrainian drones over the Crimean Peninsula and six in the Kursk region bordering Ukraine. A Russia-installed governor in Ukraine partially occupied southern Kherson region reported on Telegram that at least 15 aerial targets had been downed. The attacks began hours after Hungary vetoed 50 billion euros of European Union funding to Ukraine. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
U.S. and British officials say that their naval forces have shot down 15 drones over the Red Sea.
A U.S. warship shot down 14 suspected attack drones over the Red Sea, according to the U.S. military. The British military also confirmed that a Royal Navy destroyer downed another drone that was targeting commercial ships. Houthi rebels in Yemen have launched a series of attacks on the vessels in the Red Sea, one of the world's busiest shipping routes, and have launched drones and missiles targeting Israel as the Israel-Hamas war threatens to spread. I'm Karen Shamas.
Entrepreneur Elon Musk, whose company Tesla makes the world's most popular electric car, says that fossil fuels, that's gas and oil, they're getting a bad rap.
Musk was speaking at a gathering of Italian Prime Minister Giorgio Meloni's right-wing Brothers of Italy party in Rome. He was commenting on the UN climate conference, COP28, which concluded this week in Dubai with an agreement to begin reducing global consumption of fossil fuels to avert the worst of climate change.
I don't think we should demonize oil and gas. I think we should say, look, that is obviously necessary in the short term and the medium term too, and it'll take several decades to become sustainable. So I think if we just, without getting too worried about it, seek to have a sustainable energy future gradually, then that's what will happen.
Musk went on to say he believes climate change might be a concern in the long term, but is overblown and exaggerated in the short term. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Leaders from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations gathered in Tokyo on Sunday for a summit commemorating 50 years of ties between Japan and the grouping. The Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida welcomed the leaders, including the Philippine president and the current ASEAN chair and the Indonesian president and Thailand's prime minister ahead of the summit's opening meeting. They were scheduled to hold bilateral meetings later Sunday. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.